how to get rid of shaitan. What should we do? So those who eat too much should also ponder, because this is also a trick and a trap of shaitan. Eating, yes, eating excessively could be so deadly. Hujjatul Islam, Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he has stated that overeating, eating excessively causes 6 problems. Let's listen to them. Number 1, there is no more divine fear in the heart when you eat a lot. Number 2, there is no sympathy with others, because those who stuff themselves assume that everyone is like them and hence they do not have pity for others. This is something which is tested, something which is obvious and known. Number 3, he says that worship seems to be a burden for those who eat a lot, and this could be found in the month of Ramadan when you stuff yourself for iftar. How difficult that namaz-e-maghrib becomes at times. Astaghfirullah. It is. Ask yourself this question, right? We were not going to detail there. Number 4, he says that softness is not produced in the heart by listening to the pieces of advice, even of scholars. Because why? You stuff yourself so much that even when ulama give you any bayan, any nasiha, any advice, it has no impact on the heart simply because of being stuffed. Number 5, if an overeating person is a preacher, his advice and his bayan, his lecture, though he could be an orator, but it has no impact to those people who listen to the words of wisdom that he may give. And there are various kinds of diseases that are caused by overeating. So shaitan makes a person indulge in such that he is unable to control his desire when he sits on the dining mat, on the dining table, to have dinner, breakfast, lunch, whatever meal it may be, and we go overboard by overeating, and then we become so lazy. So this is also a trap of shaitan and of Iblis. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardon us.